ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 17, Maharaj Prithu becomes angry at the earth, text 33.
Sagati yosyanu nurandi shaktivi. Dravya kriya karaka chetana apmavi. Tasmat samunada iruda sattaye nama parasme purushaya vedase sagari yosya nuru nadi shakti vi Dravya kriya karaka chetana apmavi tasmet samunadha niruddha shaktaye nama parasme purushaya vedase sagadi yosi anunuradadi Shakti be Dravya kriya karaka chetana atma be Tasme samunadha nirudha shaktaya Namatas parasmai purushaya vedase
Yaha,
one who,
asya,
of this material world,
anurunadhi,
causes,
shaktibhi,
by his own potencies,
dravya,
physical elements,
kriya,
senses,
karaka,
controlling demigods,
Chetana,
intelligence,
Atmabhi,
consisting of false ego,
Tasme,
unto him,
Samudana,
Nada,
manifest,
Nirudha,
potential,
Shaktaye,
one who possesses these energies,
Namaha,
obeisances,
Padasme,
unto the transcendental,
Purushaya,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Vedase,
unto the cause of all causes.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
My dear Lord, by your own potencies, you are the original cause of the material elements, as well as the performing instruments, the senses. The workers of the senses, the controlling demigods, the intelligence and the ego, and as well as everything else. By your energy, you manifest this entire cosmic creation, maintain it and dissolve it. Through your energy alone, everything is sometimes manifest and sometimes not manifest. You are therefore the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. All activities begin with the creation of the total energy, the Mahatattva. Then, by the agitation of the three gunas, the physical elements are created, as well as the mind, ego, and the controllers of the senses. All of these are created, one after another, by the inconceivable energy of the Lord. In modern electronics, a mechanic may, by pushing only one button, set off an electronic chain reaction by which so many actions are carried out one after another. Similarly, the Supreme Person of Godhead pushes the button of creation and different energies create the material elements and various controllers of the physical elements, and their subsequent interactions follow the inconceivable plan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Gyanati Manandasya Gyanana Sharakya Chakshumita Nyena Tesme Shri Gurave Namaha Panchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavyo Namo Namaha Katachana Smite Yasmin Sukaram Bhavet Nispyatam Yati Syat Shri Chaitanyanam Nanamitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Veda Gradha Shivasri Guru Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Aham Salvasya Prabhu Mata Savam Prabhatate Itimata Vajantina Uda Bhavan Savamata. The wise worship the Lord with all their hearts because they know Him to be the source of all spiritual material worlds. Everything emanates from the Lord. So we have to become wise and understand that everything comes from the Lord. That's how we become wise. And by knowing this, we can worship the Lord with all our hearts. So that's our goal in this Krishna consciousness, how to worship the Lord with all your heart. So we see here in the purport that Prabhupada is pointing out the process of creation. The Mahatattva is set into motion by the glance of the Lord. So by the Lord's glance, looking upon material nature, then everything is agitated, injecting the living entities and time. So thus the three gunas are activated, plus the physical elements are created in a systematic order, like a chain reaction. So, in Sankhya, means to count, 24 elements are given. Sometimes it's 29, 28, there's different numbers explained in the 11th canto. But in the Bhagavad Gita, it's explained we have the five gross elements, which is earth, water, fire, and ether. And then we have the three subtle elements, mind, intelligence, and false ego. So we have eight there. From these five gross elements comes the sense objects, which is smell, hearing, touch, taste, and smell. Did I say that right?
Sight.
Sight. Here we go. From fire comes sight. So then we have, adding up, 13. Then we have the 10, we have the five working senses and the five knowledge acquiring senses, which is the tongue takes up two by speaking and tasting. Then we're up to 23. And then the Mahatattva, which is the total aggregate, the aggregate of all these elements, makes up 24. Sometimes the soul, the super soul is added in there, having 25 or 26. But as we can see here, without all this, without the presence of the Lord involved, then it's all dead, really. So by remembering the Lord as the cause and the maintainer of all these elements and the active principle within these elements, then life becomes a festival. This is what it means to worship the Lord with your heart. We have many festivals, Maha Utsava. Utsahan means enthusiasm. When you do something from your heart and you love it. So we have festivals, Maha Utsava, that it's a festival. So how does that make sense to a normal person? What do you mean? You make everything a festival? Yes, it's true. You look at everything we do. You know, we sit down before a lecture and we sing a song, clap our hands, play some drums. What university does that? Professor's about to give a talk. All right, we're going to sing a song. Clap your hands if you want. Doesn't happen. You know. Before we even eat, the devotees already have the body is a network of senses leading to death. We're singing. But we're happy. Why? Because Krishna is so kind, he's given us this prasadam to control the voracious tongue that sends us into dead material and matter again, a dead life. And this is what it means to be in the spiritual world, to always remember Krishna in every step of life. Swadu, swadu, pade, pade. And relishing at every step. So we can see in the spiritual world, every day is a festival, every step's a dance, every word's a song, every meal is a big feast. In the material world, every day is a funeral. Every step you can die. Every word is an offense. It's a criticism. Everyone likes to criticize. In the fifth canto of the Bhagavatam, Jad Bharas explained to Maharaj Rahugan that the forest of material enjoyment, and there's always these crickets making their noise. Crickets. So the analogy is that these crickets are the criticisms we receive our whole life. You're too short, you're too old, you're too young, you're not smart enough, you're too fat, you're ugly. So many criticisms we receive in life.
Dualities.
Constantly. But in the spiritual world, every word is glorification. We can feel that even within our devoted community. Someone's birthday has come and they glorify him for all his good karma. I remember this at Bhakti Bhavan. They did this very devotionally, very intensely. I didn't understand it in the beginning. I remember I first joined, and then I came off the tram, and I saw all the devotees run to one room and sneaking. Why are they sneaking into it? There must be something going on, some party or something. They're doing something. And then I just creep up to see what's going on. And Jainitai, before he was Jay, but Jainitai, it was his birthday. And then I see all the boys, they just like mob him. I'm like, what is going on here? What is this devotee's up to? They just like grab him like they're going to beat him up. Then they start lifting him up in the air. And then someone goes, bring the water, bring the water. They start washing his feet like this. I'm like, what is going on? And then everyone just starts putting their head to his feet. You know, they get Nichananda Priya was very small. It's like, yeah, put your head to his feet. I go, what is this? Even the kid is doing it. And then they put him down on the ground, pin him down, and they force feed him cake. And then everyone takes his maha. And then they force him to sit there and they start glorifying him. Oh, yes, Prabhu, you know, so kind. He did this service the other day. He did this for me. He preached to me, actually. And they go till midnight. Like, this is never finishing, you know. And then, like, I remember I took rest. I stayed in the ashram. I wasn't living in the temple that time. But they let me stay some nights. And then it was time to chant japa. And I felt like when I chanted japa after that incident, it was very nice because of this mood of glorifying the devotee. And Krishna is very pleased by that. So then he manifests in the holy name to stick in your mind. Oh, you glorified my devotee so nicely. So that's the spiritual world. Every word is a glorification, either of Krishna or his devotees. So this is the goal. And so maybe that's the spiritual world. You know, we're in the material world now. We're conditioned. What can we do to still make every step a relishment of a festival, a festive occasion? So in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there's many tips of how one can know or see Krishna and everything. On bodies of water, I'm the ocean. I'm the taste of water. I'm the ability of man. You see someone do a backflip in the street. The ability to do the backflip is Krishna. You see someone playing the spoons on the street or something, or some sort of musical instrument. That ability is Krishna. You see a bird flying. We take it for granted that birds fly, but this is the power that's infested by Krishna, that they can fly. So everything is given by the Lord. I'm a fisher, I'm the shark. Hopefully you don't see a shark. You might have to remember Krishna at that point, that's for sure. Even just any... anything around us, the sun and the moon are the eyes of the Lord, which is very nice. I like this a lot because we do go through troubles, but if you just look up in the sky at the sun, Krishna's looking still. He hasn't left you, and he's still looking out for you. So at every step, there's a possibility to remember the Lord. So this is all inconceivable, actually. Jiva Goswami points out that if one doesn't accept the achincha shakti of the Lord, that he's manifesting everything, then you cannot understand Krishna. Like, even just our own bodies. When we put food in the body, we don't know how it's digesting and making nutrients and pumping blood to different parts of the body. We don't know. It's actually inconceivable to us. But it's all mechanically arranged by the Lord. He's there. He's the fire of digestion. And in Malvern Temple is a very important thing for us because there's so much prasadam. I looked at the timetable of the temple. So prasadam is available at least 8 times in a day. 8 times a day. But if you're more enthusiastic, then you can get it 10 times a day because the crossways is sometimes, before it gets on the van, you can get it. So it's twice a day too. So 10 times a day, devotees in Melbourne Temple are honoring Krishna Prasad. And so you need good digestion. Sometimes there's a Vyasa Puja feast. No one comes to the Vyasa Puja, just for the feast sometimes. There'll be like 20 people there, and then they still cook for like 300 people because they all rock up then. And you can see devotees, they're going through each prep and they're like, oh, there's still more preps. And they start praying to the Lord, oh Lord, you're the fire digestion. Please help me honor more prasadam. It's inconceivable. So when the devotee is in this relationship with the Lord, having a festival at every step, then he's on the platform, Brahman, he's on the spiritual platform. And even what he does seems inconceivable. Like seeing the devotees, and many non-devotees, when they first see devotees on a prasadam, taking so much food stuff, it's inconceivable. How do they do this? Where's it all going? Where are they putting it all? It's inconceivable. But you can develop this mystic power by practice of Krishna consciousness. So it's said here that Krishna is the examples given just like modern electronics. You push one button and then so many things happen. So it's described Krishna is daksha, expert. By executing one action, he can fulfill so many. So the example is given with the liberation of Muchukunda. So Krishna, he was defeating Jarasandha. Again and again, 17 times. Jarasandha will develop another army and then Krishna will wipe him out again. The first time was Vara. Because what happened, Krishna, he killed Kamsa. And Kamsa was married to Asti and Prapti, who were the daughters of Jarasandha. Jarasandha gave his wives to Kamsa in charity because this Kalavyana Pita, the elephant. How do I say it? Sorry. So that belonged to Jarasandha and it escaped and it came into Mathura. And Kamsa so powerful, he just threw it back to Magadha, to Jarasandha's kingdom. And he's like, oh, who did this? Oh, Kamsa did it. Oh, he's strong. We need a good ally, you know? So he gave his daughter to him. So after killing Kamsa, so then Asti and Prapti became widows. And Jarasandha, being their father, he made Krishna an enemy. And then he sent his armies in. First time they came out to fight Krishna, it was only Krishna and Balaram. They came out to face Jarasandha's army. So then Krishna just started killing them off like anything. You know, there was rivers of blood, and the hairs on the heads of the warriors were like seaweed, and the elephants that were killed, they looked like islands, and all the armor, jewelry, they looked like pebbles and stones within this river, like that. It was like gruesome, and like different fishes looked like the limbs of the bodies. You know, as far out. And then Balaram decided to fight. Then it overflooded this ocean of blood. It got more overflooded and he wiped them out. Krishna Balaram ki. But Jarasandha, he was like, he was despondent. He's like, no, this is not good. I am not, I shouldn't do this. I should just be renounced, be detached. What can I do? He defeated me. But all his ministers said, no, don't worry. This is just karma you're receiving. You should just pick up your battle, build another army, go again. So he did it 17 times. Krishna was happy about it because he came to Paricharya Sadhana, Vinashya to Duskritam, to wipe out these demons. So Jarasandha would gather them and he could just wholesale clean them up. So on the 18th time, this Kala Yavana, king of the Yavanas, very powerful, He was asking Narada, who's the most powerful? He said, the Yadavas. You have to go up against them. Oh, really? And so he came with like 30 million other Yanava soldiers, something in the millions. And he himself is also very powerful. So then Krishna went to face him. And Kalyana was chasing Krishna. And he was just walking, actually. And Kalyana said, you rascal, you scared, come and fight. And he's chasing after him. So Krishna Prabhupada points out that not even the yogis can catch the Lord. Only by devotion, one can capture the Lord. So anyway, Krishna hides in a cave, because he had another plan. He hides in this cave, and in there is Muchukunda. Who's Muchukunda? So Muchukunda was a great king. He's been sleeping there because he was fighting for the demigods. Great king from earth. So then Kartikeya and the demigods, they call him, we need to face these demons, help us fight. So he fights them. And because it's on the heavenly planets, so he was going to go back. And they said, no point going back because all your family, your kingdom's gone. Time has passed already. And then he was so tired. He was just like, okay, Kartikeya says, I'll give you a benediction, what do you want? He goes, I just want to sleep. Sometimes we do so much service in the temple, especially in Melbourne temple. We do so much service. And then someone asks you, I'll give you whatever you want, you know, everything. I just want to sleep. Prabhu, please, just let me have some rest. But he had another benediction. He said, but whoever wakes me up, they will be burnt to ashes. Sometimes you also want that benediction. So that's what benediction is. So then Krishna's there, Kalyana comes into the cave, and he thinks Krishna's lying down. So he kicks Muchukunda like this. And then Muchukunda wakes up, and then he looks upon Kalyana, burnt to ashes. Yeah, but actually in the Bhagavatam it's commented that it's not like some fire came out of his eyes and burnt him up. Through yogic power, yogis can leave their body on their own. When they can decide when they want to die. So they use the fire element within the body and burn up the body. Dhritarashtra did this. So that's what happened to Kalyana, that fire within his body, burned him up. And then Muchukunda saw that, okay, this guy's burned up, but here's this transcendent personality. And he introduced himself out of etiquette, because I am a Chukunda, I'm in the Ishwaku dynasty, and I've been put here, I was here. And he looks outside, everything's smaller in Kali Yuga, like Dwapara Yuga, he was from the Satya Yuga. So what's happened? And then he finds out Krishna is the Supreme Person of Godhead, offers prayers to him, I would like devotion unto you. He says, no problem, you'll be liberated. And by that action of Kali Yuga, with one action, Kali Yavana was killed, and he liberated Michikunda, and that's how he's expert daksha. But Krishna is doing so many things at every step in our lives. You can feel it when you became a devotee. It's like someone set you up. I didn't ever want to become a Hare Krishna. I won't explain how I became a devotee, but the first step was that I remember my parents are friends, they're good. But at one point when I was younger, they were fighting and arguing, they weren't devotees then. And at one point during the fighting, then my father pulled out a knife out of the kitchen drawer. And then I was thinking, oh, I was a small kid and we were Hindu. You know? So I was like, I was praying to Ganesh and Murga and all the gods, Shiva. I was praying, and as a Hindu, it's kind of like you pray for something that you want, like you pray to Saraswati if you want good education, Lakshmi if you want money, or Ganesh if you want to remove all your obstacles in your life. So it's kind of like business. It's not really developing love and a relationship. But so when I saw this knife come out, and then I was like, oh, where's this knife going to go? Is it going to go for himself or me or someone else? So I started praying. And, you know, whatever you do, you know, please make sure nothing happens. And then he started cutting his own arm a little bit. And then when I saw this blood, then on the spot I became an atheist. So how has that got to do with becoming a devotee? Because I know for sure if I didn't become an atheist, it would be much harder to take up Krishna consciousness eventually. Because Krishna consciousness is a science, it's not a belief system. And it's really hard. Prabhupada describes why it's so easier for those who don't come from India or don't have a Hindu background, easier for them to join than it is for those who have some sort of background. And he describes the music teacher. So there's one music teacher and he teaches violin. And one person, he was learning violin on his own. And he could play a little bit, he was pretty good. So he decided to go and see this violin teacher. And the violin teacher says, okay, so do you know how to play violin or anything? Yeah, look, I can play this, I can play that. So, okay, for you, $100. $100, huh? That's pretty expensive. No, no, it's okay. And then another person came, same time. I want to learn violin from you. Oh, do you know anything about violin? No, nothing. Nothing, like you don't even, I didn't even know how to hold it. Okay, for you, $50. So the other student was thinking, hey, wait a minute, why are you charging him less? He doesn't know anything. It's like, well, I have to unlearn everything you think you know about violin to teach you properly how to play violin. But this person doesn't know anything, I can just easily teach him as it is. So the same way that those who come from a Indian or Hindu background, then they think they know so many things about the Vedas and the spiritual culture of India. So, or Bhagavad Gita, you know, especially if you're doing book distribution, you meet someone. This is for you. Bhagavad Gita, I am knowing everything. Everything I know. One time when I was doing books, I showed Bhagavad Gita to someone, Indian young gentleman, and I said, this is for you. Everything I knowing. I know everything about the Krishna. I watched the Krishna series on the YouTube. So it's very hard to give to him. But say a Westerner, an Aussie bloke, you know, it's like You know, it is about Krishna. Oh, Krishna, who's that? Oh, it's the source of all happiness. This is teaching you how to connect to the source of all happiness. Oh, really? Great. That's what I need. I'm after that. No preconceptions, okay. So you can see the difference there. That, you know, for me to become an atheist was helpful to reading the books and understanding what Prabhupada was delivering. Because he delivered in such a systematic, scientific way with great argument and logic. And this is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada's books. To understand how Krishna is involved in every part of our lives. And we all have an eternal relationship with him. And then by that connection, then life becomes a festival. This is what Prabhupada has given to everyone through his books, through the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, through his devotees. And we demonstrate that by Harinam Sankirtan. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharini. Gauravani, the message of Lord Gauranga is Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo, Nasteva, 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 Kati, and Nita. Only by chanting the holy name, there's no other way to be delivered in this age of Kali. Even if you look at the life, the introduction of Srimad Bhagavatam, it's the life of Lord Chaitanya. He could have put anything in the introduction. But to live the life of Srimad Bhagavatam, Nityam Bhagavat Sevya, one needs to follow in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vyakta Kali Bhagavate Karabarabara Kali Yuga Dhamma Nama Sankirtana Sara. The Srimad Bhagavatam is constantly revealing Kaha Baraba again and again. Kali Yuga Dhamma Nama Sankirtana Sara. The essence of Kali Yuga Dhamma is Nama Sankirtana. This chanting and dancing is a complete snapshot of what it means to be in the spiritual world. Kaloka Primadana Harinam Sankirtana. That's what the Bhagavatam is supposed to convince us about. Because by chanting the Honen Chetadap and the Marjanam, we're covered by illusion, thinking that Krishna has nothing to do with anything in our lives, with this world. He's there at every step. But it can only happen when one starts to worship him. And the worship in this age, Krishna Varan Tiswa Krishna, Sangopa Dasa Pashadam. Just like Buddha Bhava and Samamrita, those who are wise worship with all their hearts. Sumedasa, one who has very nice brain. He engages in Sankirtan Yagya in this age of Kali. The Yagya Purush in Kali Yuga is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we worship him by chanting and dancing in ecstasy. And anyone can take part in it, even a dog. We have a Harinam dog, Janardhan. Yeah, you know this dog? If you don't, you can come on Harinam, you can meet him. He's preaching like anything. Because what happens, we're doing Harinam, and then they see this dog with Kanti Mala and Tilak. And they love him. Oh, look at him. Right? And then Mahalakshmi, she comes, Matiji, she comes, and then they have to take a book. Some of them even dance in the kirtan. And there's no qualification, there's no discrimination who can join, who cannot join into this worship of the Lord. We're in the schoolies on the last week of Kartik. So every year I come at this time of the year and I explain schoolies. So I'll explain a little bit. And you could not imagine such participation. But I'll give a background story. So schoolies is that these high school students in Australia, they finish, year 12, done. Then they go to surfers' paradise on the Gold Coast to try and enjoy. Try and enjoy their senses. Try and enjoy dead matter. Amiendriya Piti Vanchitari Bhadi Kam. They're trying to engage in lust and fulfilling their senses. But we are there to disrupt it. Oh, we trick them a little bit. Disciples asked Prabhupada, can we force people into Krishna consciousness? Prabhupada said, no, you cannot force. You cannot, like, no, like, you know, force them. No, Prabhupada said no force, no force. You can't do anything of us? No. But you can trick them. So we came to trick them. So they come and they try and enjoy it. And the thing is, at that time in their lives, they're not part of any system. They're not in high school anymore. They're not in university. They haven't got a job yet. They're just free to experience freedom from any system and enjoy life to the fullest. So their enjoyment of life to the fullest is the formula of complete suffering. Many were taking so much drugs that they fell off the balconies of hotels. Some got trapped in elevators. Many were overdosing. We met one kid. He drank so much alcohol, he went to the hospital to pump all the alcohol out of his stomach. Many people got into fights. You know, outside of our apartment, you know, we're hearing some fights going on. So, frustration. Kama-esha, krodha-esha. Rajaguna Samubhava, Mahashan Mahaprabh, Mahavidhinami, Havarinam. They're being conquered by the main enemy of lust, which leads to anger, frustration. So we come in with the Harinam Sankirtan. We start about 6 and go to about 10. So once we hit this main street where most of the kids are, they just come running. They come running, start jumping up and down, taking selfies and videos. And when there's only like 5, then it turns into 500 kids. Problem with that is that they don't go away. And then this time we had a mantra sign, big one. And so they may not be, they're drunk, they're dressed in very inappropriate ways. But they wanted to sing the Maha Mantra. So then we'll break down the mantra for them. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, like this. They'll yell it at the top of their lungs. Can you imagine? You know, if we did it here, we might get told off. But they're yelling like anything. You know, again and again for 4 hours. You know, and start dancing. And they start preaching, they'll like, pull them in like this. And then, I don't know, Savi Sachi, those given on the Peru, they were doing the book distribution, see if anyone wanted to take some book. It was more difficult because they were more absorbed in the kirtan. So, I don't know, is there any comments that from these kids that they thought about what we're doing? Like, what religion is this? Or,
yeah, the last question, most of them just say, you guys are the best thing here, you should know the life of the party, you guys are doing a great job, we like you better than these Christians, you know, because they're just trying to bash us, everything positive,
everything
high fives, hugs that you don't want sometimes.
Yeah, they got the mercy. And many of them, they want to hold the sign. So I remember reading in Art of Chanting Hare Krishna that there's many temples, they have the Didi is the Maha Mantra. They have in like a tablet or a stone, and the Maha Mantra is there, and they do Abhishek and Didi worship for the Maha Mantra. So we had a big sign, and everyone wanted to hold the sign, you know, like a palanquin. You know, you take the palanquin of the Didi like this, they'll take in the sign of the Maha Mantra. Everyone wanted to hold the sign, take a picture with the sign, and everything like this. Because they have so many other entertainment for them. They have like stages with music. They have nightclubs for them. And they just come to us. And they come looking for you every night. You'll be here tomorrow night? Yeah, we'll be. Are we coming for you? Like this. We're coming with you guys. And they get mantra cards as well. So they start learning the mantra. And also during the day, we walk around. Everyone's a devotee all of a sudden. It's like being in Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. From the top of the hotel room, Hare Krishna! And then they're waiting for us in the evening. And that means it became divine in Kartik as well. So it's like 1,000 times. So it's such a powerful impression in their lives. And it's making an impact. Here in Melbourne, I think it was Bhakti Lata Brahmakun, they were distributing books. And so, you know, they don't dress in dhoti, they dress in normal clothes. They say, this is a book for you, yoga, meditation, whatever. They ask, is this Hare Krishna? Yeah, it's Hare Krishna. Oh, I was with you guys in schoolies. Of course I'll take a book. You know, it goes deep. So for the rest of their lives, they have such a good impression of the devotees. And they're pretty much like, it's a matter of time that they'll become a devotee. So I'm kind of like, they have it here in Victoria, in Ryan Lawn, in the middle of November. So all they need is kirtan, lots and lots of ecstatic kirtan, and then it makes a big impression on their hearts. And if you catch the youth every year, then you have a whole generation that have such an amazing impression of the devotees. Because there's a new generation, and those who knew the devotees back in the 70s, 60s, you know, they're nearing death, they're old, you know, but the new young kids, they don't know what is Hare Krishna. Many times we see on the street, and they go, what are you guys? We're Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, what's that? Before everyone knew. But now they don't. So we have to make a presence in their lives again. Make Krishna present in their lives again. By chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna and his internal potency are dancing on our tongues. They're dancing with Krishna. And this is the goal of life, to dance with Krishna, to eat with Krishna, to play with Krishna. This is the aim of our Krishna conscious movement. And we want as many people to take back to this pastimes of the Lord. And that's the most simple and sublime way, is by chanting and dancing in ecstasy with the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Nam Sekitaan Ki, Transcendental Book Distribution Ki. Any comments or questions?
One comment. Few years back we had a bushfire and Bhaktadas and Pandi took so much Mahaprasad and lassi, and people were so happy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, what is it?
Chatting.
Because they couldn't bring anybody to bring any food in the bushfire. That's it. We had fire. And they said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Yes. Yeah. Those moments also we can capitalize on.
Famous, famous.
Yeah, everyone knows. Yeah. So, yeah, we're doing tonight at 6. A little promo. So you're most welcome to come and join in the ecstasy. Because you can read about it, you can hear about it, but you only can understand it until you're there on the street itself. The taste is in eating. You have to eat the pudding of Anandam Bodhivadana, ever increasing ocean of bliss. So everyone is welcome. We're doing every day. We're leaving on the 17th. So please come. And yeah, dance and chant. See you. Today is 11. Or tomorrow, in the future. I'll say one more story recently, just here in Melbourne. So everyone now is doing Christmas parties. They're finishing work and they're trying to get a relief from the years of work by drinking and being stupid. And we went past one Irish pub on Ackland Street. So they had their band in there, they're dancing in there, trying to have a good time. And we come right in front of this pub. We took everyone out of the pub. And we dancing and chanting, and they were knowing the mantra. And we actually took one guy with us. And he followed us all the way. We were there about like 8:30. He followed us all the way till like 10 o'clock. And he's just like, you guys got a dad, you know? I'm with you all the way, I'm with you all the way. Where's the next place? You know, he's thinking we're going to go till 3 in the morning. So it's accessible for them. And we can reach out. Sami Sachi, Prabhu.
Now, I was at the back of the party, you know, doing their books. And so there's the bouncer.
Yeah.
There. So generally they're like, they're authorities. Yeah. People do as they say. This time around, you know, he's trying to tell the people to get back into the club, that we should move forward. None of it was working. More people were coming out and chanting. He was getting angry till the point where he was smiling. And he was like, he had to stuck up to the holy name party. Mm-hmm. There's some people sitting at a table, the one guy, he just couldn't believe it, you know, for when it started first he was kind of fumbling. And then he's just kinda just surprised. What? And then I had to come and tell him, I tell him, my brother, this is the future. Soon we're gonna be inside these pubs chanting this mantra, I gave a mantra card. Because inside the band, you know, the musician had just kind of stopped on stage with his guitar.
Yeah, yeah, he was bad.
and it's like you're starting a fire which just blazes just so quickly that they can be there for like 3 hours. Some guy trying to serenade them with something. Holy name, like in 2-3 minutes, people cannot believe, why am I so happy singing this song? Because they don't know it, and what does it mean even? But because it is Krishna, and because Krishna is our friend, our long-lost loved one, people connect. And so, you know, sometimes it's very mind-boggling how devotees, we are sometimes reluctant to go and be ecstatic in such a way, sharing Krishna in such a direct way with others. It's unbelievable. Hmm. Like chant and be happy, and then
maybe
we think people won't respond. Yeah. How can anyone fail to respond to Krishna? Because it's not us, it's Krishna's name. We are supporting with some instruments.
Yeah. You know?
And when you go wherever you go, it's always proving that it works. Yeah. Because it's Krishna.
Even for like Muslims. Many Muslims join in. Because it's not Hindu. It's not. It's transcendental. It's about the soul. The soul is dancing, you know. And you say from Saudi Arabia they come. Yeah. And then if there's ladies there, they'll dance as well, you know. They have hijab and everything, they'll join in. Because they're also worshipping the same God as us. This is our Hare Krishna mosque here. We worship Allah on the altar. Allah is the Almighty. Krishna is the Almighty One. The nomenclature is different. So yeah, this is the plan of the Supreme Personality Godhead, to make everyone ecstatic. Inconceivable plan of the Supreme Lord. So either we take part in it, or we sort of step back a bit. It's up to us. Kantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.